following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's part two of our non-traditional Christmas music celebration. I'm Nicole Sandler. Hit it! Straitjackets getting us started for the second part of our 2020 non-traditional Christmas music celebration. We've had enough commentary, we've certainly had enough news, so let's just keep the music going. One of my favorite Christmas tunes, this one's from the Kinks.
Presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Don't give my brother a Steve Austin outfit. Don't give my sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up. Lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, I have a machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. have yourself a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine.
Listen to your father for a second, because these stories need to survive if the traditions are going to survive and the religion is going to survive. You know, my father told me, and I resent this, that we light the 8 Hanukkah candles to acknowledge the suffering of Snow White and the 7 Dwarves. Now, I know this is not true, but that's why I think it's important that you understand about this holiday. And I want to tell you, as much as I know, it's not a lot, but, and this is just hearsay. He comes down the chimney in a shark skin suit. This is the way the story goes. And under the tree, he's leaving lots of loot. Your name's on the tag. Santa's got a brand new bag. And now, this is the confusing part. He's making a list. And he's checking it twice, you see, because he's thorough by nature. And that's really Santa's only vice. He ain't no drag. Santa's got a brand new bag. Now bear in mind, this is a grown man. He's filling stockings with shiny toys. He's got the right things for all the girls and boys. I don't know how he does it. Laying a finger upside his nose, and this is where he loses me. Up the chimney he goes. Christmas morning. Well, you could see he's been there. Because when you open the presents and save everything, it's clear that they've been wrapped with care. Your name's on the tag. Santa's got a brand new bag. St. Nick was there last night. The man is a saint, Santa. He's the dude's out of sight, literally. He ain't no drag. The Santa's got a brand new bag. He's got a brand new bag. You know, you invest in a bag. The way he did, or the way he does, I think, on a regular basis, because, you know, he's got all those kids. You know, if you want to return something, you can. Just save the original packaging. And, see, this one says no assembly required, because it's a book. You see what I'm saying? But it still comes with batteries. I don't quite get that. But my point is that he makes the time. He maps out the time to do this. It's really about it's about making choices, this story. And next week, Moses.
Of fucking time. Fuck Santa. He's just out to get your dime. Fuck Holly and fuck Ivy and fuck all that mistletoe. White bearded big fat bastards ringing bells wherever you go. And bloated men in shopping malls all going ho ho ho. It's fucking Christmas time again. Fuck Christmas. It's a fucking Disney show. Fuck reindeer. And all that fucking snow. Fuck carols and fuck Rudolph and his stupid fucking nose. Fucking sleigh bells tinkling everywhere your fucking goes. Fuck stockings and fuck shopping, it just drives us all insane. Go tell the elves to fuck themselves, it's Christmas time again.
Yeah, that's why I played the disclaimer at the beginning of the show, because it is non-traditional Christmas music, some of it not quite suitable for the little one's ears. That's Eric Idle of Monty Python fame with his classic Fuck Christmas. Santa's got a brand new bag. That one's courtesy of the Bobs, and it was the Kinks doing Father Christmas. All right, as we did yesterday, we're going to dip back into my radio archives for a few Christmas treats. This time we go back to 1994 to the now legendary KSCA, FM 101.9 in Los Angeles, and Bruce Coburn was my guest. The date was November 23rd, 1994. We were preparing for the holiday season, so Bruce Coburn played a Christmas song for us. It's the non-traditional Christmas music celebration on the Nicole Sandler Show.
It's Bruce Coburn in the Music Hall at FM 101.9.
Live and everything. And just getting into this tuning here, this is an old English song. I expect to hear you all singing along out there in the airwaves.
Coming from the gallery out there. Bruce Coburn live in the FM 101.9 Music Hall.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. His mother Mary did nothing big and scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and
non-traditional Christmas music celebration. I'm Nicole Sandler. That version was Brother Cain. Don't know much about them, other than that came out sometime in the 90s. And Bruce Cockburn ahead of that, wonderful Canadian singer-songwriter who's been at it for decades. And he's just one of the most amazing guitar players out there. That was recorded on the radio with me at KSCA in Los Angeles back in 1994. And Bruce Cockburn is one of those people, I can listen to him and it sounds like there's three people playing guitar when it's just him. It is Christmas Day 2020, and I couldn't think of a better way to celebrate than with some non-traditional Christmas music. And this year, 2020, I learned of a whole bunch of new, very talented people who are all shut in their homes around the world dealing with the COVID, including our next performer, Shirley Serban. I found her videos on YouTube. She's in New Zealand, and she actually guested on the program in one of our quarantine calling segments this year. Maybe we'll revisit one of those in our New Year's Best of shows. Anyway, her day job is as principal of an elementary school in New Zealand. But during the lockdown, she shared her musical and video production talents with us, and she gave us this medley in honor of this particular Christmas. It's Shirley Serban on the Nicole Sandler Christmas Music Show.
This year has passed, goodbye at last, time marches on, virus not gone, Christmas is here, where's all the cheer, 2020, we've had plenty, we'll stay at home, feast all alone, no Santa's knee, keep clear of me, shopping online, quieter lines, your gifts a must, no need to fuss, no caroling, soon as we sing, life's overboard, because we're born. This year is the last part, it was just a part in our own bones. 2020, it's a COVID quiz, no, better year next year is all the wish done. Stay far away this holiday, maybe next year we'll have some cheer.
from that gel sanitizer spray. Fragrance of a hospital, I'm sick of things this way. Hey, wash my hands every chance, never touch my face. Sick of washing, cleaning, and protecting my airspace. Wear a mask, what a task, fogs my glasses up. Now I just focus on my eyes when doing my makeup. Yep, Big Turkey, just for me, wish me well online. I'll chill by my Christmas tree with Netflix and some wine. Frosty reception when I go to Santa's knee. He recoils and hides behind his mask, sheltered by a Perspex screen. We're over COVID, it has really been unkind. Bring on 21, this year is done, let's leave all this crap behind. 2020 has been a blot. Let us leave it all behind. Hope for the future we have got. 2021 be fine. Bring days of social gatherings. No toilet paper lines. In person, no more Zoom meetings. 2021 be fine.
In January, we made plans for what we'd do this year. Travel, parties, a promotion, merriment and cheer. But soon thereafter, life began to truly run aground. So there's just one thing to sing as December rolls around. What the actual fuck 2020? What the flippity-flappity fuck? At points we had a little hope, but then you slapped us and said, nope, every day we'll fucking suck. So 2020, what the fuck? Just gotta get to New Year's Eve, that's cute. However, this might simply be how bad life is forever. Whoever's writing this hellish roller coaster plot, could you stop? You sadistic, twisted crackpot! What the actual fuck 2020? What the crap, what the hell, what the fuck? So much bullshit that we hated, it seems almost calculated. This is more than just bad luck. So 2020, what the fuck?
Oh, hear the sleigh bells jingle. The magic makes you tingle. But it's not safe to mingle. So you won't meet Kris Kringle.
All your single friends? Still single! What the actual fuck, 2020?
What the fuck?
What the ball-kicking, eye-gouging fuck? Take figgy puddings if you've got them and shove them up your bottom. Your sweet fa-la-la-la-la stink as much as Santa Claus. You don't even comprehend how much we want this shit to end so we can somehow climb out of this mud. 2020, what the fuck?
I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes. Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written in the wind, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love Christmas, come on and let it snow. Christmas, you came. to me, and I gave mine to you. I need Santa beside me in everything I do. You know I love Christmas, I always will.
From a movie that so many people cite as one of their favorite Christmas movies, Love Actually, that is Christmas Is All Around from Sleeping at Last. We heard Whitney Avalon with WTF 2020 and A COVID Christmas from Shirley Chirbon, a couple of tunes that I pulled off of YouTube, those last two anyway. And we're going to keep it going. This year, again, we relied heavily on funny song parodies to get us through the madness that we've been living through, that hopefully will end soon. So the next two songs we got coming up for you are two different parodies of a traditional Christmas song done by two of our now regulars on the program. Coming up, Don Karen of Parody Project. But first, this is Founder Sing with Silent Rite. It's Nicole Sandler's non-traditional Christmas music show.
In fright, oh, sell out, oh, comply, pimp their souls for that orange child. In an instant, they'll vomit up bile. Sheep who drop to their knees, deep and cravenly. Fraud lies. Oh, cling tight for dear life. Traitors trounce on democracy's face. They'll go down in shame and disgrace.
Heal the country, he's no real president would ever do. Gone for good and good for gone. We've been awaiting the dawn. Tweets in the night, thought process tried. Now that's gone. Is right. Twitter planning to block his account, which to silence him is paramount. Sounds of tweeting his own.
Don Karen and Parody Project with Sigh in the Night. That followed Founders Sing and their parody of Silent Night called Silent Right, if only. All right, I figured it was time to pull a classic out of the archives. You gotta remember this one. It's Bob and Doug and the 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay, Good Day is a Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties. Or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so good day. This is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Doug.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
That's two.
And then what's after that?
Wrestling day.
No.
Boxing day, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, geez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
you need more.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth. six. The golden Christmas my true love gave to me. Six packs of two for
five golden toasts.
4 pounds of back bacon.
Three French toast.
Two turtlenecks.
And a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of two for
5 golden toasts.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toasts.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer in a tree.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Holzer.
Oh, 8 days of Christmas gave to me.
8 comic books.
7 packs of smokes. 6 packs of 2 for 5.
5 golden toasts.
4 pounds
of bacon. 3 French toasts.
And a beer on the yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5 golden toasts, 4 pounds of bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Oh, so like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day. Left out
what?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th
okay,
day.
The
I wanted donuts.
Over.
But I wanted.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
you
stores.
You could have gone down
and get some
to,
presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Hey. Boy. That song is a beauty. It moved me.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
We think this song needs another update.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's COVID outside.
I've got to go away.
Nope, it's still COVID outside.
This evening has been
filled with screaming
so very
kids.
Nice.
By nice, we stayed home and we ordered a pizza.
My mother will start to
cause the
worry.
Numbers are through the
and
roof.
And father will be pacing the floor.
Because he's in the high risk.
So really,
group.
I'd better scurry.
Nope, all of the parties are
well,
canceled.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
That would be your 5 and a half
the
drink.
Neighbors might think
that we've all died in here.
Say, what's in this drink?
This is my 7th beer.
I wish I knew how
to have a social life.
To break the spell.
This spell will never, ever
I
end.
I ought to say no, no, no,
no's
sir.
The only thing that we
At
say.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
We're all really trying.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's COVID, baby,
but it's
COVID outside. All right.
I simply must go.
Anywhere, let me depart.
The answer is
the
no.
The whole house smells like a fart.
The welcome has been
worn out for the last
so
9 months.
Nice and warm.
When will we get the dang vaccine?
My sister will be suspicious.
Cause my son had a play date.
My brother will be there at the door.
Didn't he fly on Thanksgiving?
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
She thinks this is all a scam.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Everybody smoked back
I've
then.
I've got to get home.
You have been home. Since March.
Say, lend me a comb.
I haven't used a comb since March.
It's really been grand.
Please, can you wash your hands?
Don't you see?
How are we back in quarantine?
Is that to be talked tomorrow?
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you got the COVID and
I
died.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's COVID. Baby, it's COVID. Baby, it's COVID outside.
Baby, it's COVID outside. They're the Holderness family, and they do song parodies for a living. Yeah, I don't know how long ago, but they quit their jobs, and this is what they do. And they're pretty good, the Holderness family. It is the non-traditional Christmas music show. I'm Nicole Sandler, and we're going to go back for one more live performance from my radio archives. This time, we head back to December 5th, 1994, again to that same radio station in Los Angeles, KSCA, FM 101.9, and Everything But the Girl was my guest. Actually, it's a duo, Tracy Thorne and Ben Watt, so they were my guests. And they performed an original Christmas song, called 25th of December, Everything But the Girl on the Nicole Sandler Show.
I see forests, and it's the 25th of December, and my old man plays the piano for Christmas. He plays the piano for Christmas. And we're all there, all the aunties and uncles and the angels on the top of our tree. There on the top of the tree, and I never ever realized, and I never ever realized, have I enough time, have I got some time to revisit, to go back, to return, to open my mouth again and say something different this time. And I see bags of newspapers and a car there in the carport, and you're a grown-up and you're still unsure. And I'm 32 tomorrow and I know absolutely nothing no more. I never ever realized. No, I never ever realized. Ooh. Ooh. I'm sitting at the top of the stairs, and you're crying out on the towpath by the river with all the swans and all the people walking by. But all of a sudden, I'm struck with an urge to unlock a door with a key that's too big for my hands, and I drop it. And it falls at your feet. Oh, come on, come on. It's there at your feet. And I never ever realized. No, see, I never ever realized. And I never ever realized. I never ever
girl, he was her boyfriend. She'd be his wife and make him her husband. A surprise on the way, any day. One healthy little giggling, dribbling baby. Wise men came, three made their way to shower him with love while he lay in the hay. Shower him with love, 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 love was all around.
much of his childhood was known. Kept his mother Mary worried, always out on his own. He met another Mary who, for a reasonable fee, less than reputable, was known to be his heart for love, 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 love. Christ was nailed to his tree. Said, oh, daddy, oh, I can see how it all soon will be. I came to shed a little light on this darkening sea. Instead, I fear I've spilled the blood of my children all around. The blood of my children all around. The blood of our children's all around. So I'm told, so the story goes, the people here knew were less than golden-hearted gamblers and robbers, drinkers and jokers, also searchers. Insisted he soon would be, for his deviations taken into custody by the authorities less informed than he. Drinkers and jokers, all soul searchers, searching for love, love. Preparations were made for a celebration day. He said, eat this bread and think of it as me. Drink this wine and dream it will be the blood of our children. The blood of our children pouring down. The blood of our children. All around. Father up above, why in all this hatred do you fill me up with love, 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 love. This anger, do you fill me up with love? Fill me, love, 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 love.
That's Dave Matthews with his Christmas song. We're going to keep the music going. Well, actually, not quite music, but a little bit of commentary on Satan's busy year of sneaky tricks. This is Mrs. Betty Bowers.
2020 was a fabulously successful year for Mr. Satan. Join me, won't you, as we recount his top 10 favorite accomplishments in America. 1. The West Coast burned, providing Americans with a glowing recreation of hell. Only with fewer Republicans, Satan's clever trick was getting Americans to ignore climate change. 2. The misreading of the total non-exoneration Mueller report. Satan's clever trick was getting the Attorney General to ignore what the report actually said. 3. Not impeaching Donald for trying to bribe the president of Ukraine. Satan's clever trick was getting Republicans to ignore evidence. 4. The worst economic crisis in our lifetimes. Satan's clever trick was getting Donald to ignore a pandemic, even more than he does Tiffany. 5. Thousands of wholly preventable deaths in America. Satan's clever trick was getting the MAGA cult to ignore epidemiologists' requests to just wear a mask. Yeehaw! 6. Famed pedophile and threat to many powerful men, Jeffrey Epstein didn't stand trial. Satan's clever trick was getting prison guards to ignore who visited him. 7. Trump gassing people using the part of the First Amendment about free speech to breach the other part of the First Amendment about separation of church and state. Satan's clever trick was getting Donald to ignore every word in the prop Bible he held. 8. George Floyd was murdered on camera in cold blood. And because of the outrage, Aunt Jemima was removed from a pancake box. Satan's clever trick was getting Americans to ignore how good they are at that racism thing. They've had so much practice. 9. Proving that Christians who support an oft-divorced adulterer who constantly bears false witness, covets other men's wives,
grab him by the pussy,
and tries to steal elections belong to a secular political cult, not a religion. Satan's clever trick was getting Jesus's followers to ignore absolutely everything he ever said. Glory! And finally, 10. Donald's democracy destabilizing post-election tantrum, aided and abetted by scores of shameful politicians and shameless attorneys. Satan's clever trick was getting Republicans to ignore that Donald was trashing America to line his own pockets with a wire fraud scam, doing business as the Trump campaign's Stop the Steal Shakedown. Congratulations, Satan. No one is going to argue that 2020 wasn't a devil of a year. Good luck ever having that type of success again, mister.
We've been dating for a month or two-ish. How could I know her last name Green was Jewish, with long blonde hair and her first name Veronica? Now we're going to her place for Hanukkah. Meet Uncle Morty, he just had surgery. His wife Sophie with the gaudy jewelry. Little children playing dreidel dreidel. Look at all the strange food laid out on the table. Have some kreplach and pickled herring. Thanks, Mrs. Green, I'm not quite that daring. What? No herring for a fine young Jewish boy. Oh my God, she's dating another guy? They light a candle on the menorah. I have no idea just what they're for. Have some manischewitz and put on this yarmulke. No, I'll have a bud. It's a goyish Hanukkah. Come try Sadie's wonderful gavilta fish. What's a nice goy like me doing in a place like this?
Mashed potato record today. Mashed potato, yeah.
little bit of music. Santa, won't you bring my Popeye record today?
Oh, you put one hand on your head, put the other one on your hip. You slide one in a two, and now you're Popeye, children. When the new year come in, everybody, I think we sure want to be feeling fine.
That is Huey Piano Smith with All I Want for Christmas. We had to get one Hanukkah song in here in this Christmas music celebration. So it was Pat Godwin with Goyishe Hanukkah. The Jews will get it. And Mrs. Betty Bowers gave us some commentary. Satan's busy year of sneaky tricks. And that's going to wrap up this Christmas Day edition of a non-traditional Christmas music celebration. I'm Nicole Sandler, and yes, I will be back live in studio Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the coming week, and we'll do some special programming for Thursday and Friday as well. Thank you for being here. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, and have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday. I'll leave you with one more. This is Jorma Kaukonen. Or maybe it's Kaukonen. I never quite got it right. He's been playing great music forever, since Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna and his own stuff. And this is one called Christmas Rule. See you Monday. Merry Christmas. Stay safe, everyone.
Was the night that Santa was coming around. I was sitting by the fireplace burning it down. A thought came to me, silly as it seemed. How's Santa gonna fill my little boy's dreams with the flames from a fireplace lighting the house tonight? Well, I got to thinking that my timing was poor, but it's freezing outside and I gotta keep warm. Hoping Santa's got the sense to be using the door, cause this fire's gonna burn for a few hours more. But as fate should have it, he came flying right by tonight. Cause the flames were rising like a California blaze, and the sky turned black with a blind smoky haze. Turned to the TV and the newsman read that Santa's sleigh went down, and that was all he said. When a noise outside gave me quite a fright. Then I heard a pounding at my front door. When I opened it up, I nearly hit the floor, cause I never did believe in Santa before. There he was at my front door, and boy was he pissed. He stood there staring a moment at me, choosing his words so carefully. His hair was cindered and his suit was charred. His sleigh was smoking in my front yard, and I could tell I wasn't getting any presents tonight. Well, Santa said, son, are you some kind of fool? Haven't you heard about the Christmas rule? Lighting a fire on Christmas Eve. Now come on, buddy, don't you believe in little boys and girls being happy on Christmas Day? Then he looked in my barn and said, we're in luck. I can fit all my things in your pickup truck. A reindeer will ride in your trailer, you see. We'll deliver presents, you and me. So I hope you got a full tank of gas. Well, I was up all night and driving all over town. Santa, he was passing all the presents around. By the time I got home, it was 8:30. My wife was standing at our front gate, and boy, was she pissed. She said, boy, you better make this good, cause it's Christmas Day, and you know you should have stayed home last night instead of running around, ramming with your buddies all over town. And by the way, what's that smoldering mess in our front yard? Then I saw my chance to make things right, started telling her about last night. I told her about Santa and his plight, and how my fire burned way too high, brought Santa and his reindeer crashing down last night. She wasn't buying the story no how. Then she said, because it's Christmas Day, I'm going to let you think you've got away with this. Absolutely, positively, outrageously creative, preposterous, ridiculous, stupid, moronic, mendacious, psychotic, lame brain, politically incorrect. Hell, you're telling me right now. The moral to the story is perfectly clear. A chimney fire on Christmas Eve can ruin your year.